We're joined now by Felix of Felix Bird. Hey, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. Thanks for having me on.
Of course, of course. Your track, Greater Good, came out a couple of weeks ago. How does it feel to have it out in the world and be releasing tunes?
It's great to be back releasing music that feels more akin to kind of where I'm trying to go. And it's really good to have the band with me now recording. It makes my life a lot easier than trying to record everything myself.
Fair enough. I can imagine it would with a band behind you as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you tell us?
Pretty hellish.
Oh yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about the track and the inspiration you had while writing it?
Yeah. So Greater Good was kind of one of the first ones that I'd written with the band being formed, and I was just kind of tinkering around in my room on a random riff, which happened to be like the main kind of verse riff of that song.
Yeah.
And then Ben, who plays bass for the band, who's also my flatmate, he was around. I was just like, oh, can you come try a radical bass line for this? And it kind of just spurred from there, from me and Ben kind of just jamming a whole bunch of ideas for probably a good few hours just in the flat.
Yeah.
And then took it to band practice and it became the song that you can hear now.
Hell yeah. That's so fun.
Yeah.
And as you were saying before, this track marks a bit of a shift in like creative processes for you, which is the first, because it's the first track to be recorded with a full band. What was that experience like compared to recording on your own? And yeah.
I reckon it's so much nicer.
Yeah.
It means I've got like three more pairs of ears on the song, so I always feel a lot more confident with the songs that we've written as a band, because we've all kind of got our own different opinions on it and our own ways of hearing it.
Yeah.
And when we all think it sounds really cool, it's a lot more reassuring than just me hoping and praying that it sounds good, I suppose.
Yeah, I get that, I get that.
But yeah, it's still just me mixing it. Like majority of the time, just slaving away at the computer, getting the worst ear fatigue ever, and then coming back the next day and pretty much starting again because I think it sounds shit. But
relatable.
That's kind of that's the life.
So good.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm making it.
Oh slowly. Yeah. How is it living with your bandmate? That's kind of fun. Are you guys making music all the time, or is it like? Yeah.
Well, the whole flat's musicians.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like we're all pretty busy with our own things at home and recording our own songs and things at home anyway. But it's good. We all every now and then get together for a jam. But it's less musical than you might think at the flat in terms of like jamming and kind of running ideas with each other. It's kind of like we all get home and then we all go sit in our rooms and work on mixes or whatever. Yeah. And then maybe when it's dinner time, we'll come out and then happen to see each other in the lounge and someone's listening to a mix in the stereo or something.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense, yeah.
But, yeah, it almost feels like a workspace at times.
True.
Because everyone's just in their own little office,
locked
per
in.
Se.
Yeah.
Yeah, locked in.
Yeah.
But it's good. Nice. I enjoy it.
Oh yeah. Your sound draws on a lot of like alt rock, bedroom indie and psychedelic tones. Which artists have inspired you creatively and musically to achieve such an interesting sound?
A lot of my indie kind of influence definitely spurs from like high school, where it was pretty much Mac DeMarco was my top artist for like 5 years straight.
That's impressive.
It might have been in the last year, it might have been just like got to keep it there one more year.
Yeah, kind of
just listening to it even if I didn't really feel like it, but
keep the streak going.
Yeah, keep the streak going, exactly. I'd say Mac DeMarco is pretty much my main indie influence. And then a lot of kind of underground New Zealand indie bands.
Yeah.
And kind of that alternative scene. I take a lot of inspiration from a lot of the Tamaki finished artists like Saltwater Criminals,
so
Morning.
Yes.
Yeah, a lot of those kind of guys are pretty inspirational to me.
Yeah.
Kind of the psych stuff is just kind of, I don't know, I don't even really know many psychedelic artists per se, but just like listening to Spotify or Bandcamp or whatever, and just a song comes on and it's just got like a real almost deserty kind of feel.
Yeah, I get that.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I dig that sound.
Hell yeah. Nice. Would you say Wellington inspires you in your process too?
I think it's definitely changed the way I write compared to before I moved down here for uni. Coming from Tauranga, it was like everyone was listening to like indie rock and like Ocean Alley and things. So it's a lot easier to write that kind of music. And you come down here and it's so diverse in comparison. Like, you can walk on the same night, you can go and see like a death metal band or something.
Yeah.
Or you could go see like some singer-songwriter stuff or your classic like New Zealand alternative rock band kind of thing. So I think just having all of these different like cultures and scenes in the music scene down here kind of really opened my eyes to being able to like express what I wanted to express in the way I wanted to, rather than just from what I kind of grew up on.
Yeah, I get that.
Had around me.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think it was for sure a big shift, and it definitely has taken a couple years kind of getting to the sound that I am really liking now.
Yeah.
But nice. It's been great.
Awesome. I was reading your press release for this track in particular, and there was talk of pots and containers used as percussion. How did that come about?
I was listening to, what song was it? It was the One Horse song called Poppy, I think it is. Carb album.
Banger.
And it's got that, it's a real good song.
Yeah.
It's got that kind of weird solo-y, jammy breakdown bit in the middle, and it's got like cowbell and all this kind of stuff, and I was like, oh, I want to add some kind of cowbell and shaker and whatnot. And I was kind of like, I don't have any of these things at my flat, so I just made do with what I knew I had, which was pots and containers of rice.
Hell yeah.
So yeah, very very DIY aspect to recording this track.
Was there much decision going into which pot was used?
There actually was. It was a really, really tedious process and really annoying for probably everyone else in the flat at the time.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Because I just grabbed up wooden spoon, went through like probably four or five pots before I found the right one.
Yeah.
Just hitting them in the kitchen, trying to find the right tones on them. But
awesome.
I got it done.
Hell yeah. And it works.
Yeah.
It works.
Yeah, served its purpose.
Yeah. Awesome. And you and the band are making a bit of a name for yourselves in the Welly gig scene and around the Motu as well. What's the most fun show you've played this year?
To be honest, the one we just played opening for Menzies was a super, super good night.
Yeah.
Just the energy was really incredible.
Hell yeah.
It was real good attendance. I don't know. Everything, it felt like the stars kind of aligned a little bit for that one.
Like everything fell into place. Yeah.
Yeah. Had enough in the band fun to get the band a round of beers beforehand.
Nice.
Just felt great.
Yeah.
Got on stage, played a good set.
Awesome.
And then Menzies, like, fully just killed it. It was super good.
So good. Yeah, they're so sick.
Yeah, I love them.
Yeah, hell yeah. Where's your favourite post-gig food spot?
Ooh, there's this one spot on Cuba Street called Babylon Kebab.
Oh, love a good kebab.
It's too good.
Yeah.
You can't beat a bit of like shawarma, meat on chips, kebab kind of thing.
So good.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Are you like a mixed kebab or a chicken or a falafel? What's your vibe?
To be honest, whatever's cheapest, and it's like normally you order, pick up on Uber Eats, and it's like weirdly way cheaper at this one spot.
Random.
Instead of being like $13 a kebab, it's like 11 50, I think.
Oh yeah, that's a pretty decent saving.
Yeah. Great for the students out there.
Oh yeah, hell yeah. And this is veering into a kebab conversation, but what sauces are you picking?
Oh, probably a bit of garlic yogurt, sweet chili, and barbecue. I think
classic.
That's the go-to.
Hell yeah. And back to Felix Byrne. You guys? Enough kebab talk. What else have you guys got planned for the rest of the year?
We got a really sick lineup coming up in a couple of weeks, just under a couple of weeks actually, out at Parrot Dog in Lyle Bay, alongside Circling Sun. There's a Tuesday in Darts, which is
huge.
Yeah, free gig as well. So
awesome.
It's gonna be super busy. It's gonna be super good time.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Can't believe I'm playing with There's a Tuesday. It's like I listened to them alongside Mac DeMarco pretty much the whole way through high school.
That's crazy.
And now I'm playing a gig with them. It's like pretty nuts.
That's so fun though. That's gonna be awesome.
Yeah.
And Parrot Dog's such a good spot to do it too.
Yeah. It's gonna be a super, super good night.
Hell yeah.
August 1st, I think that is.
Nice.
If anyone's up this way.
Maybe.
Yeah, hopefully.
Hell yeah. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show. Greater Good.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, out now, wherever you listen to your music. Yeah, thank you so much for coming on. This is Greater Good.
Thanks for having me.
By Felix Byrne.
Sure.
More of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.